The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Asylum claims in Denmark have fallen to 40-year lows, with some pointing to the tough new asylum model deterring people from applying for protection there. Well, the UK Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood is now looking to Copenhagen for inspiration as she plans major reforms. To understand how the system works, the London Times Home Affairs editor Matt Dathan travelled to Denmark to visit the centres himself, and Matt joins us now to explain what he saw. Good morning, Matt. Matt, you can hear me? Oh, we don't seem to have Matthew Dathan on the line, but we'll just work on that now, because the UK is taking the Danish asylum model very seriously, because they see that the changes that it has brought in, and it's all been really dictated by politics, because they have reduced the far right vote from 21% in the last election to 9% in recent polls, on foot of these changes in immigration policy. And Matt is back with us now. Matt, good morning. You can hear me now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for being with us. So tell us what you saw in Denmark.
Yes, well, it was last month with Shabana Mahmood, the Home Secretary. She's very interested in trying to copy at least the results of the Danish asylum system, where they have significantly reduced the number of people claiming asylum there. And so we visited a few different venues that have been of importance to the Danish asylum system. First, an asylum reception centre, in fact, the only asylum reception centre in Denmark, we were told. So police, when they find an illegal migrant or someone without the documents necessary to be living in Denmark legally, they are taken to this asylum centre, which is not a detention centre. They're free to come and go. They are given the opportunity to claim asylum, and then they stay in this asylum reception centre for about a month, and all the interviews and all the health checks and all the wellbeing checks are done in that one site, so it's all concentrated there. And then once the Danish authorities, the immigration office, has decided whether they have a claim, a valid claim to asylum, not necessarily that they will be granted, but where they have a valid case for asylum, they are then moved into residential housing while they await the outcome of their asylum claim. But those who are not deemed valid for asylum and might be removed under the EU's Dublin scheme to another EU country, they are then sent to a removal centre, which is a bit more like a detention centre, but they are still free to come and go. There are just very strict conditions. They must be back at a certain time at night, so there's curfews, etc. And if they don't make those times, then they lose their allowance and so on. So what Shabana Mahmood wants to do is emulate some of Denmark's reforms, where you have a much more streamlined process, where your claim is processed, and then if you are found not to have a valid claim for asylum, you are then taken to a removal centre or detention centre, and then swiftly removed from the UK.
And what is that removal centre like?
It's a pretty bleak former military camp, so they deliberately, I think, try and make it unattractive. It's not a place that you'd want to stay for very long, and that basically is designed to encourage those failed asylum seekers or illegal migrants to fast track their own removal. And in Denmark, they're offered large sums, up to about €20,000, to leave the country and go back home. So Denmark not only has a very quite hardline policy towards asylum and those who are rejected for asylum, but also a very proactive kind of sweetener to try and persuade people to go back voluntarily before they have to start deportation.
And there's no permanent asylum, is there, either? It's all temporary.
Exactly, and this is the key reform that Shabana Mahmood wants to emulate. So in 2015, they brought in reforms that in Denmark you'd only be given a 1 or 2 year temporary permit to claim asylum, to be granted asylum, and then your asylum status would be reviewed, and so in theory that would allow the Danish authorities to remove you back to Syria, Afghanistan, where it might be, if and once that country became safe. And that is quite relevant in the case of Syria, because Denmark did start in 2021 starting to return people to parts of Damascus. But in reality, very few people have actually been removed back to Syria. Very few people have actually had their asylum claim, their asylum status revoked following this policy. It's more designed to make it just very unattractive. And what Shaban Mahmood has done from the start of this month, is to make temporary status, refugee status temporary for 2.5 years. And so every 2.5 years, your status, your home country would be reviewed, and therefore if your country became safe to return to, you'd have to be returned there.
Makes it very difficult, and I know some people express this concern to you, that it makes it very difficult to make Denmark, in this case, your permanent home, because you don't know if it's going to be your permanent home.
Exactly, and actually that's, yeah, the British, not British, the Danish Red Cross, who actually run the asylum centre, so they're instructed by they're deployed by the Danish authorities to run the asylum centre. They were quite critical of this temporary status because they said there's no incentive for asylum seekers, you know, genuine refugees who are given asylum, to integrate into society. They're not persuaded to learn the very difficult language of Danish, for example. They're also warned that job prospects, you know, are dampened by it as well, because if you're an employer, why would you give someone who might not be able to stay in the country for more than two years a promotion, for example, or even a job in the first place? So it has had a big impact on the integration, that they have argued. And you've seen the same arguments in the UK since Shaban Mahmood has introduced this policy. Will it really harm efforts to integrate migrants into the local communities? And also in Denmark, in order to get permanent settlement, you have to wait 8 years. Now in Britain, Shaban Mahmood, and there's a live row this morning about this policy, about indefinite leave to remain, you having to wait not 5 years, but at least 10 years under these reforms that are going to come in later this year. That is also being argued. Well, what incentive is there for even those who come to the UK legally on a visa? What incentive is them to integrate into the community, learn a language, learn, make friends, etc., and get promotions if they can only stay temporarily?
But if the aim of the Danish government was to reduce the number of people coming to Denmark to seek asylum, it's working. I mean, the numbers bear that out. They had less than 2,000 people making asylum claims last year.
Yes, and that's key to what Shaban Mahmood wants to achieve. She wants to make Britain's asylum system much less attractive. She thinks that Britain's asylum system is excessively generous, and that is why what she terms as asylum shop, effectively, in Europe, and they go from one country to the other on mainland Europe, and they travel from Eastern Europe into Germany, to France, and they then eventually make their way to the UK, where arguably some of the system is more generous to asylum seekers, and certainly the perception of asylum seekers living in hotels paints a picture that is actually distorts reality. But Shaban Mahmood wants to make it so unattractive to the prospect of claiming asylum here that people are less incentivized to come across on small boats, etc. And Denmark didn't achieve that.
These changes in Denmark, they were prompted by politics, weren't they?
Yes, absolutely. So that is another key thing. That this is why Denmark is seen as like the model by Shaban Mahmood. She travelled there because in 2015, the Danish Social Democrats, so Labour's sister party in Copenhagen, they had been out of government and they were facing a big challenge from the far right, from the Danish People's Party, and they managed, but basically the current prime minister, the Danish prime minister, basically argued that who was leader then, that the party had betrayed working class communities and needed to win back those voters by listening to their concerns on immigration, and said we do this by
bringing in hardline asylum reforms and arguing that it was fair to do so because of the strain that it was having on the welfare state. And if you carry on that strain on the welfare state, then there won't be a welfare state for the rest of the Danish community, etc. So they managed in 4 years, 2019, they won the biggest amount of votes in 2015. And then they, within 4 years, they managed to reduce the far right's vote from 21%, as you said, to just 9%. And then they went on to win consecutive elections, and there's actually now a current election campaign where she, the Prime Minister is trying to win win back that majority that she lost, or win back the support that she lost back in November.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for taking us through it. That's Matt Dathan, who's Home Affairs Editor with
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.